Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. And today I'm going to share with you five passive income business ideas that you can pursue to become financially free. In my opinion, everybody should be pursuing passive income because that's what's going to lead to financial freedom. That's what's going to allow you to do what you want, when you want, with whomever you want. And you only become financially free when you make enough passive income that it covers and exceeds your monthly expenses. So if your monthly expenses are $5,000 a month, well, if you make $5,000 a month of passive income and you don't have to be much involved in managing that income, it's just passive, you're making that money while you sleep. Well, if you're making $5,000 a month and your expenses are $5,000 a month, now you're free. Now you no longer have to work for money. And when you get to that point in your life, life becomes a different game. Life becomes a lot more fun. Now you're in the fast track and you're not caught up in the rat race as so many people are. Now, before I get into these five different ideas, I want to mention there's a bit of a myth that I want to be honest with you about when it comes to passive income in an online business. All of the strategies I'm going to share with you today, you can make passive income from. The question more is for how long? Because, you know, I first got into internet marketing, building online businesses over a decade ago. I learned about passive income. I was very excited to pursue an online business for that. And I did start creating passive income. But what I noticed with an online business is that the internet is always changing. It's always evolving. And if you don't adapt with it, then your income does not continue to sustain itself or grow. And so I have a different perception now when it comes to passive income. A lot of things I'm going to share with you, you can make passive income for several years. And for example, almost all the methods I'm going to share with you, I make passive income from to this day. Things that I set up 5 years ago, even 8 years ago, that are still consistently making me money that I really don't have to be much involved with. I just get direct deposits every single month from some of these income streams. But what I have noticed now that I've been doing this for over a decade is that because I haven't maintained them or updated them or really been much involved, that a lot of those passive income streams have kind of been dying off. There's kind of a lifespan that can exist with a lot of these. And that's why it's quite challenging to really have lifetime passive income with an online business. Not unless you hire someone to manage it for you and maintain it for you and update and grow things for you. You're not really going to be able to make long-term passive income, I think, beyond 10 years. It'll be very challenging to do that. But nonetheless, still making passive income for 3 years, 5 years, 8 years is still pretty incredible. I truly believe the best passive income are going to be through real estate and stocks. That's truly, you know, hands-off type of passive income. You might have to, you know, be involved in your real estate management and things like that. But those are assets that don't really change that much versus the internet. It is changing. So I want you to be aware of that. But nonetheless, still what I'm going to share with you is incredibly powerful and you should still pursue it. In fact, my strategy for my long-term passive income is the money that I make through my businesses, I invest that in long-term passive income streams that compound and grow and are truly set it and forget it. So the first business idea that I want to share with you is selling on Amazon. Amazon is the hottest opportunity right now. Amazon's the biggest online retailer in the world. Everything due to the pandemic has accelerated online e-commerce, but really all the other business ideas that I'm going to share with you. But when it comes to selling on Amazon, there's many different ways you can go about it. So the first way would be selling your own product on Amazon, like a physical product. And that could be a product that you create yourself. It could be a product that you private label. You find another manufacturer that's already making that product. For example, in China, you go through Alibaba.com, find a supplier, find a manufacturer. They're making a product. You order 200 units from them. You put your logo, your brand on that. You ship it to Amazon. And now you start selling that on Amazon. That could be very passive because there, with all of these models, there's always time you got to put up front to set everything up. But once you do have it set up, there's not that much time involved in maintaining that. So for example, for me, you know, I started selling supplements on Amazon back in 2016, and I started putting up, I started selling four different supplements. And for each one, once I had it up and running, I didn't really have to be much involved with that. They just consistently brought in money and sales. And they weren't really ranked that high on Amazon, but they still did incredibly well. People found them and I made money from it. And the work that I had to do to maintain that was I had to order more inventory when I was running out of stock. And so with all of these models, there might be a bit of time involved every month just to make sure that it's still running smoothly, make sure that nothing happens and breaks with it. But the time can be quite minimal. And so for me with that, with selling physical products on Amazon, once I set it up, every month, consistent income for myself. And the more products I started selling, the more passive income streams that I was creating. So selling on Amazon with physical products is an amazing model. Another model you can do is wholesaling. And so this doesn't involve you creating your own brand. You're actually becoming an authorized wholesaler of other brands, and you're sharing their Amazon listing. And so you get to share the buy box and with other resellers of that product. And so if there's a certain product that I want to sell, I could reach out to them, ask them if I want to wholesale that product. If they say yes, then I can make an order with them for, let's say, 100 units, and then I could ship it to Amazon, sell it under their listing, and then I could start making passive income from that. And again, the more products I have up and running like this, the more passive income that I can make. And again, the time involved in it is making sure that you are keeping your inventory full. So making sure you're not running out of stock, because obviously if you run out of stock, you stop making money. And so you do have to be aware of that and just maybe having a weekly ritual to check in on your inventory levels to make sure that you're maintaining that. Another way you could sell on Amazon is selling your own book. So you could write a book yourself and publish it on Amazon through Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing platform, KDP. You could publish a Kindle version, a paperback version, even an audiobook version. So if you want to share your message, you can create your own book, put it up there, and once it's up there and you get it selling, then that becomes passive income. Another model is you could hire someone to write the book for you. You can hire ghostwriters to write the book. You can hire someone to do the graphic design for the book cover. And now you have your own book that you could start selling it on Amazon. So anytime you could put anything on Amazon, it's like you have your own piece of real estate on one of the biggest websites in the world, the biggest online retailer. And there's a bit of work involved in getting those sales initially to get that momentum going. But once you get momentum, objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Once you start getting sales, what I've found is that it's quite easy to maintain those sales at a certain point, because once you know what's contributing to those sales, you just have to check on that every week or every month to make sure that it's still being consistent, okay? So selling on Amazon is fantastic. There's many different ways to do that, but those are three different ways that you could leverage Amazon. And Amazon's great because Amazon does a lot of the heavy lifting for you. Like Amazon, they do the fulfillment, they get the traffic for you through their website. They're, you know, a search engine, so people search and they find your products. They deal with the customer support. They do a lot of the heavy lifting for you, which is really great and why Amazon is such a great opportunity. The second business idea is selling on Shopify. So Shopify is a platform that you can build your own e-commerce website. So there's more work involved in this than selling on Amazon, because Amazon, you're leveraging their website. But with Shopify, you're creating your own website, your own brand. And on your own website, now you have to get traffic to your website. And so if you're selling your own products on your own Shopify store, or maybe you're doing drop shipping, right? You're selling other people's products. You'd have to set that up, but then you need to get your own sources of traffic to your product. So here's where it could be a little bit tricky in making passive income from it. You can still do it. You might have to set up some ads on Google or Facebook or on YouTube or Instagram, and you get those ads up and running. And once you get those ads profitable to your Shopify store and getting you sales, you have to check in on that every week to make sure that it's still running smoothly, okay? So you might be spending a certain amount of money, and you got to make sure you're generating a certain amount of positive cash flow from that. But once you have those ads set up, as long as you just check in and maintain them and make sure they're not getting too expensive, might have to make some tweaks here and there, it's not that much work. It's not that much time involved. So Shopify can be great for that. It is more work involved. That's why a lot of people, they start with Amazon first. Leverage Amazon as much as you can and then branch off into utilizing Shopify to diversify your business and your income streams. The third passive income online business idea is creating your own online course, your own digital course, where you can share your information in a video training series, or maybe there's audio, maybe there's PDFs, but creating your own online course that's adding value, that's solving a problem in a specific niche. And to do that, yes, there's time in setting everything up. You're gonna have to create the content. You're gonna have to put together the members area of how people can access it. You might have to put together a sales page where people can go through it to purchase the product. You might even need to have someone that, you know, does the customer support, so that, you know, any customer inquiries or cancellations or refunds, that you can have someone working for you that does that for you to maintain that business. Or you can leverage platforms like Udemy. There's other websites and platforms you can sell your own online course through. So there's many ways that you could do it, but once you do have it set up and you have consistent traffic that is getting people to come to your online course and generating sales, then it's pretty hands-off. So for me, for example, I've got online courses that I sell and they're pretty passive. You know, month after month, they bring in predictable revenue streams for me. It's great. I spent the time, months, to create my courses and put them together to make sure they're high quality. Every once in a while, I have to go back in to update it or fix something or, you know, make it up to date in some ways. But for the most part, it's pretty passive. I've got a customer support team that takes care of people. So it's pretty hands-off for me. And that, those are assets that I created that could be around for as long as I want in terms of producing passive income. So as long as I got that traffic that keeps coming to it, great, fantastic. And one of the ways that I consistently get traffic are from content. So I've created so many pieces of content on the internet, over 1,000 videos on YouTube, over 1,200 blog posts, over 800 podcasts. All of those pieces of content over the last 9 years consistently, not all of them, but most of them consistently get traffic. People watch it, they learn about my course, or they learn about my product, and they go through and they check it out. And so that's what allows me to take months off of my business to go and travel. I'm in Costa Rica right now, right? I can be away from my business, or I can take time off, and I still continuously make money 24/7 because of what I've set up. So creating your own online course is fantastic. It's not easy to do. It's more of an advanced way to make money online. But if you have those skills and you want to go in that direction, by all means, you can definitely do so. The fourth passive income business idea is affiliate marketing. I love affiliate marketing because you don't have to do all the work. You don't have to create the course. You don't have to create the product. You don't have to take the risk. You don't have to invest the money in inventory. You don't have to spend the months creating the product or invent something and risk of whether or not, is it going to sell? Is it going to do well? You don't have to do all of that stuff. You don't have to have customer support. But really, with an affiliate marketing business, what you're doing is you're promoting other people's products. You're joining their affiliate program, right, which most companies and products have. And then for every person you refer to them, you're making an affiliate commission. And it's all tracked through an affiliate link that they give you. And so with affiliate marketing, you just got to focus on traffic. And for me, the best affiliate marketing that I've done are promoting products or softwares or tools or courses or memberships that pay recurring commissions. So for me, that's truly passive, because there are certain things that I promote and have sold that people join. They pay every month for it, and every single month I earn an affiliate commission from that. And so I make thousands a month just from these recurring payments that come in, that as long as people stay with these subscriptions, I consistently make passive income from that. So that's one of my favorite ways of passive income, and why I love affiliate marketing is that the subscription model is powerful. You can also do that with an online course as well. So you can, you know, create your own membership. People pay every month for that. And, you know, people might stay on it for a certain period of time, but that can also bring in some more consistent passive income by setting it up that way too. But the key here is, again, I've created content that took me time to create it up front, but once it's up there, consistently generates traffic, consistently promotes certain products. Like, there's certain programs that I get commissions from that I promoted like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that still people find it. They click on the affiliate link or they find my content on it. It's ranking in Google, ranking in YouTube when people search for those products. And just consistently every single month, I get commissions from that. So that's what's great about it. Now, there might be a lifespan to that, because maybe that content could rank lower. Other people could outrank my content, or, you know, the algorithms can change on Google or YouTube or Facebook, whatever it might be. Those things can happen. That's why there might be a lifespan to it, or you need to come back to it every once in a while to maintain that passive income, to update it so that it's still relevant, still consistently working for you, which isn't that bad, you know, once you have things that are up and running. And the last one, number five, is creating content on YouTube. So creating YouTube videos. Now, you might be thinking, well, YouTube's not that passive. You always have to create new videos. Yes, that's true. But from my experience of being a YouTuber for over 9 years now, which is a long time, there's a lot of pieces of content that I have that consistently bring in money, that have ads that are running on my videos, that videos that I've created 4 years ago that are still bringing in a couple $1,000s a month, or some videos bring a couple $100s a month, because those videos are on YouTube forever. Those videos are each a passive income stream. So I've published over 1,000 videos on YouTube. Each one of those is a passive income stream. That if someone watches those and there's an ad that appears, I make money from every single ad. And that's through YouTube's Google AdSense program, that if you set up your YouTube channel, you're eligible for once your channel gets, I think, 1,000 subscribers. So for me, every piece of YouTube video that I put out is now a new stream of potential passive income. Not that everyone does, but a lot of my videos do. And some videos have a lifespan that get hundreds of thousands or millions of views. Some only get 3,000 views, 5,000 views, and they might make me a little bit of money, but not that much. But the way I look at it is, the more content that I put out there, it's there forever. And some of those videos are still gonna be, you know, getting views and making me money for several years. So going back to what I said earlier, maybe there is a lifespan to that. It's not gonna last forever. I still have to put out new videos. Or if I took a break from my business, if I didn't create any videos for the next year, I'd still be making, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 a month from my videos without doing nothing, just from the videos that are already out there. So that's still quite passive, and it might die off over a period of time, but there's still a way to get passive income from the work that you're doing up front. And that's the key, guys, is have the mentality that I'm gonna invest time, energy, maybe even some money to set something up. But once I do set it up, then I just have to maintain it. And the more things like that you can set up, the better, the more passive income that you can create. So those are five different passive income business ideas for you to execute on, to take action with. If you want to learn more about different business opportunities, I put together this free quiz that you can take. If you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz, if you go to that page, I'll link to it below, You can take this quiz that will help you determine which online business model is the best one for you to start based on how much money you have, how much time you have, what your goals are when you're first starting, based on your current experience level. This quiz will help you determine the best path forward for you. So if you want to take that quiz and learn more and get started, go to www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz, and I'll link below some other resources for you on affiliate marketing, Amazon, a few other things too. If you already know what you want to do, I'll link to some free resources and trainings in the description that you can take advantage of to get started. So thank you so much. If you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up here on YouTube. Subscribe here for more videos on life mastery, online business, passive income, money, investing, personal development, and so much more. Make sure you hit that bell icon to turn on notifications to get notified of future videos. Thank you so much. I'll see you again in the next video. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.